why you may need to move to a different state. Good news, we have a map. American Alignment, Anywhere So Long As It Be Free. Published by the Patriot League on July 30th, 2021. To my fellow American patriots who believe in the rule of law and the pillars of moral truth necessary for a sustainable society, I'll get right to the point. I believe you and I may need to leave the state in which we live. Keep reading to the end because there's hope in all of this. I know this is a drastic step, but you need to hear me out for the sake of your future and the future of your posterity. Truthful assessment of our current situation in the United States of America is this. The grip of tyranny has taken irreversible hold of many of our state governments. I believe the situation under the current status quo is irreversible for a number of substantial and systemic reasons. The tyrants control almost all of the banks, which blacklist leading vocal patriots, and cut them off from the financial tools and resources they need to run their businesses and personal affairs. They control almost all of the large corporations, which coerce their employees to conform to policies that violate their consciences at threat of losing their livelihoods, like forced vaccinations or mandated adherence to the LGBT agenda. They control almost all of the press, media, which generally serves the exclusive purpose of being a mouthpiece for the tyrant's false narratives. And they control almost all of our communication tools, from which we are deplatformed and censored in our modern-day public square. These banks and corporations, controlled by our present-day commercial oligarchs, leverage almost total control over our ability to communicate with one another, to access independent and free news sources, or to acquire the financial tools and resources we need. In sum, they dominate and control our lives. We'd do well to remember Thomas Jefferson's conviction, quote, "I sincerely believe with you that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies," end quote. In addition, the people who count the votes in many of our elections, using tyrant-controlled technology, are one and the same as the tyrants themselves. To the extent this is the case, we no longer have election integrity, which means we no longer have constitutional integrity. Regardless of where the blame lies for the current state of affairs, the hour is late indeed for American patriots to preserve their liberties. Our opponents are not patriots, according to U.S. President George Washington, quote, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness," end quote. Those loyal to America and our founding principles and morals are now labeled as deplorables and are actively being removed from the public square, from academia, and from polite society of any kind. This will ultimately end in our need to go to camp to be re-educated by the tyrant so that we learn to conform to the groupthink of our masters. You need only to look at the previous century, or China today, for the horrors that await us and our children. But enough of the consideration of what happens if we do nothing. We must never allow the tyrants to succeed in their quest to destroy the American people and our way of life. Let's talk about what we can do peacefully to affect the securing of our liberties. The American people who see the world the way we do have been seeking a solution to our nation's seemingly intractable problems for many years. Unfortunately, with American patriots spread more or less indiscriminately across our great land, our political power is diluted. Freely communicating with one another from distant communities is getting more difficult by the day. The tyrants have been able to restrict our access to the modern-day public square using their almost complete control over these communication environments. Outrage upon outrage of unconstitutional censorship is perpetrated daily with impunity. And, under the current status quo, there's precious little American patriots have been able to do about it. Lest we despair, let's remember the words of George Washington, quote, "We should never despair. Our situation before has been unpromising and has changed for the better. So I trust it will again. If new difficulties arise, we must only put forth new exertions and proportion our efforts to the exigency of the times." End quote. I believe it is time to leverage the political power that was provided to us by our founding fathers, the principle of federalism that was etched into our U.S. Constitution, for such a dire time as this. Doing so will require many of us to move to a different state. I'm moving my family and our organization from Colorado to Alabama, but this is a small price to pay for liberty. It was the grandfather of Declaration signer Charles Carroll of Carrollton who, when seeking a new land to call home, said, quote, "Anywhere so long as it be free," end quote. This must be our mantra now. We must align ourselves geographically in states that generally match our vision for America. I call this the American alignment. I've evaluated all 50 states to determine where patriots need to collect themselves. States that are completely overrun by tyrants need to be abandoned immediately. Let's not fight losing battles. In almost every case, the environment within these states is what the large majority of those citizens want. It is what their vision is for America. I've identified 20 of these states that I call tyrant states. If you live in one of these states, I urge you to get out as quickly as you are able to do so. U.S. President John Adams said, quote, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions, unbridled by morality and religion. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other," end quote. On the other hand, I've identified 30 states that I call patriot states. These states, their citizens, are generally strong on our shared principles. However, when you and I join them, after moving from a tyrant state, we'll reinforce this state of affairs. During my research, I applied various criteria to each state in order to assess which category the state belonged in. In general, this is the data I evaluated. Number one, which states voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and Joseph Biden in 2020? This indicates if the citizens of the state wanted the Clinton-Biden vision for America. Secondly, I evaluated which states, by law, generally defend the humanity of the unborn. This indicates if the citizens of the state are indifferent to murder. Third, I evaluated which states have both legislative bodies controlled by the Republican Party, excepting Nebraska, which doesn't have a bicameral legislature. The platform of this party is generally very consistent with the values of American patriots. And fourth, I evaluated which states passed constitutional amendments or laws defining marriage traditionally prior to the U.S. Supreme Court's unconstitutional 2015 ruling, and what laws have been passed since then. This indicates if the citizens of the state are resistant to the LGBT juggernaut. I've created a map reflecting this research so you can see the patriot states. I've also written a message that is directed to my spiritual community, Christians, that I want to share with all American patriots because we're all in this together. Although you may not consider yourself a part of the Christian community, I may not share all of the same motivation, we do share a common threat and a common political fate. Thomas Jefferson said, quote, "It behooves every man who values liberty of conscience for himself to resist the invasion of it in the case of others, or their case may, by change of circumstances, become his own," end quote. We'll either rally together around our shared moral principles and defense of our U.S. Constitution, employing the tools our founding fathers gave us to fight back, or will together be crushed by these charging tyrants. As Benjamin Franklin said, quote, "We must indeed all hang together, or most assuredly we shall all hang separately," end quote. With that, here's the letter, which I believe you'll find to be relevant regardless of your religious affiliation. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I believe the time has come in our country where we should anticipate the physical manifestation of the works of demonic darkness in rapidly increasing measure, as evil in the land seems close to full measure, making us ripe for judgment, Genesis 15:16. Our children are actively seduced by every form of sexual deviancy, including a sustained and ever-heightening pressure to reject how God created them, male and female, Genesis 1:27. This hellish deception is a war on the truth that God in his perfect wisdom provided marriage as the first human institution, the union of a man and a woman, Genesis 1:27 through 28 and chapter 2, verse 18 through 25. Having created us with our gendered sexuality and providing the institution of marriage, he called it good, Genesis 1:31. By commanding that creation of human life occur exclusively within the institution of marriage, Genesis 1:28 and 2:24, God graciously provided every child with their mother and father. However, our very ability to raise, nurture, and protect our children is being eroded away by a legal system that conveys to children the ability to make life-altering and morally implicated decisions without us, their parents. The day is not far off where the basis for the kidnapping of our children by the government will be our faithfulness to honor God and teaching our children to reject the demonic voices of the gender deception. These voices teach our children to reject what God has said about his creation, namely, that it is good. And having become convinced that what God says is not to be trusted, they are brought to reject not only themselves, but God himself. And as if we needed more evidence of the demonic activity that is actively undermining the manifest order, purposes, and will of God, the unborn have been openly slaughtered for over 48 years, which is a statement of fact that needs no further comment to convey its open-handed abomination before our most holy Lord, Proverbs 6:16 and 17. God specifically conveyed his desire for humanity to procreate, Malachi 2:15 and Genesis 1:28. Yet we can see how abortion specifically militates against this revealed will of God. Truly, we are seeing the battle between God and his enemies materialize before our very eyes. Therefore, it is incumbent upon us as the 21st century church, like the first century church 2 millennia before, to seek refuge from the coming storms of God's judgment, surely to come on these lands where state governments, exercising this tyranny of evil, are bent on opening the gates of hell upon us. Our ability to communicate with one another is and will continue to be cut off by the powerful and wealthy individuals who control America's communication infrastructure as they work hand in hand with these tyrannical state governments to accomplish their totalitarianism. God wants his people to be one, but the enemy is in the process of literally removing our ability to speak the truth with one another, obtain our livelihoods, and encourage and help one another. Now is the time for the people of God and all American patriots of goodwill to seek refuge from the storm that is coming, doing so by collecting ourselves together behind the walls of righteously based state governments, patriot lands, and resisting the government's tyranny and oppression, both federal and state level, that has no moral or constitutional authority. We can, by God's grace, create our own independent communication and general infrastructure, protecting ourselves, our wives, and our children, Nehemiah 4:14, from those who would certainly cut us off from one another, Nehemiah 4:19. By acting now, we have the ability to collectively effect the successful defense of our God-given liberties, secured to us by the independence the American founders declared, the subsequent war they won, and the government they created, the United States Constitution. We suffer no less tyranny than they, which led them to seek avenues of peace and provision for themselves and their posterity, out of reach from the tyrant's hand. We must, with grave urgency, align ourselves and league together behind these God-given walls of protection, trusting that as he leads us to patriot lands, he will also meet us there, protect us, and show us the steps that need to be taken in the coming years, Psalm 37:28, 29. As we observe the imminent dangers on the horizon and hide ourselves from them, Proverbs 22:3 and 27:12, we participate in the same procession as the first century church as they fled the judgment of God, which was imminent upon the city of Jerusalem, where they resided. a flight for refuge, commissioned by their master, the Lord Jesus Christ, Matthew 24:15-22, who, like he had mercifully done in the days of Noah, provided a way of escape from God's judgment on the wicked of the earth, Genesis 7:1, verses 15, 16, and 23. The precedent of God providing his people with an avenue of refuge in the context of his judgment on the wicked is well documented throughout the scriptures. For example, Abraham's nephew Lot was offered a way of escape before the city he lived in was destroyed, Genesis 19:1-29. In these contexts, there is no guilt whatsoever for the people of God to abandon these lands that have been overrun by the wicked and to flee for refuge. Romans 1:24-32 speaks of a point in time where God gave them up, referring to the wicked and sexually depraved. In light of these circumstances that have dawned on the 21st century American people, I urge all Christians and patriots of goodwill who hold to these pillars of moral truth and adherence to the rule of law, which is our Constitution, to move to a state that aligns with these principles, participating in what I call the American alignment. I can't emphasize strongly enough that if you do not already reside within the borders of one of these state governments, make plans to move as quickly as God provides the means to do so. I have evaluated the state governments that in my judgment seem likely to be places that God's people and patriots of goodwill can find safe refuge, and I have marked them accordingly on the American alignment map. I refer to these states of refuge as patriot lands or patriot states. Move to these lands and make your future there. Meditate on Psalm 37. May we all trust together that in these lands united, God will deliver us from our enemies and make his name glorious. To God be the glory, both now and forevermore. This is Aaron Robertson.